WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. We're, as the word goes, jonesing for your call. If you're from the 70s, you know what that means. 888-723-4630.
888-RADIO-30. Hey, announcement from eBay this morning. All sellers list for free up to 1,000 new listings. Auction style or fixed price beginning today. Ooh. Through the 26th.
You can. Why am I here? I
get a jump on the new year. From January 22nd to 26th, all sellers can list free. That means you pay no insertion fees. On up to 1,000 newly created auction style or fixed price listings, this is on top of the free listings you already get. You can also add buy it now free to these auction style listings. It's a great way to attract shoppers who don't want to wait. Listing durations of 5, 7, and 10 days are included in this promotion. This offer applies to listings on eBay.com, eBay Motors Parts and Accessories, and eBay Canada. Some categories, including motor vehicles and real estate, are excluded. So I got an email about this one time. So be sure you understand, eBay Motors Parts and Accessories are included in this promotion, but motor vehicles and real estate are excluded. Fees for optional features and final value fees on successful sales apply. So it started today, and it ends Monday, January 26th at about midnight. So that's certainly good news for everyone.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Got to get in there and do our listings, Griff. We are way behind.
Well, I'm guilty as charged.
Oh, I haven't listed a thing since, you know, we called hospice in. Seriously, yeah, well, that was my cutoff date.
You had a good excuse. I had to. I mean, I've been working on several other projects that I do get paid to do them, so I better do them. And hopefully they'll be finished soon.
Well, we're just happy, all of those who read the news and saw it all on TV and stuff, that you're even here this morning. So we're very happy, babe.
Mm.
Yeah. You're the first person I thought of when I read the news.
Mm.
So Becky Beck from Albuquerque, New Mexico, known on eBay as Teddy's Mom 3. Hi, Griffin Lee.
Yes.
I received a message from eBay saying that one or more of my GTC, Good Till Cancel listings, were not renewed and no longer on eBay. One or more listings were not renewed because of GTC renewal policy violation. What is a GTC renewal policy violation?
I have no idea.
Email told me how to find the listings, and I didn't find anything. Can you enlighten me?
Nope. I have no idea. I need more details.
No enlightenment. I'm sending this over to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no... on this, I have no enlightenment to provide. Sorry.
Okay. It's going to say form submission from contact us.
Yeah, no, I remember. I've gotten them before from you, so I know what they say.
Okay, great. Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30. Christy from Dumfries, Virginia, known on eBay as U_R_famous. We remember Christy. Hi, what's your question or comment today?
Hey, I got a comment about the feedback and a question about returns.
Okay.
So, Griff, I'm going to tell you exactly how you can do an accidental feedback. Because it recently happened to me, and I didn't think this was even possible. So, on my dad's store, I sell some of my own things. Well, I sold this guy a pair of blue jeans, brand new with tags on them. And about 3 weeks later, he left me feedback that said, the shirt came 2 weeks late, and a button was missing. And he left positive feedback. It was just, you know, he wrote that as a feedback, and he left a low item description for me.
Right.
And I thought, well, darn, he meant to leave that for somebody else, not me.
And then the guy
probably got my feedback instead of what he should have got.
And that is removable.
That's good to know.
Yeah, if it's feedback that was left in error for the wrong person, That is up for consideration for removal.
Well, you know, I never said anything because it was positive, and I just decided I'll drop it.
Yeah, it's a matter of how much time you... I'm going to be honest with you. If you get on the phone with CS to have a defect or a feedback removed, it may not be an ideal situation, but here's the realistic situation right now. You're going to be on the phone for a long time. Is that what's right. more valuable to you? So is it a matter of fairness? Suppose. Is it a matter of practicality? That would be the question I would be asking myself. Yeah, should we do a better job? Of course we should. Are we? Well, I hope so soon. But for now, how much time do you want to spend on the... Let's be practical. Let's not be magical thinking about this. How much time do you want to spend on it? And you made a good choice.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now I have a choice to call about my store because I got my first ever negative feedback, which I'm like heartbroken. I have to look at this for the next 11 and a half months. But I got it because of, confusion of the return policy.
Tell me.
Maybe I'm a little confused, too.
Tell me.
So she opens up a return, and she said the item is not as described, but didn't say anything else. So I just wrote her and said, hey, will you just let me know, what was wrong with it? It was a brand new item.
Yeah.
It knew with tags on it. And she wrote back and said, hey, I bought a 10. You sent me a 10 petite. I said, okay, let me go back and check my records. Let me go back and look to see if I have your 10, because if I have it, I'll send it. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed I went through all my records, and I never had a 10 petite. So I asked her to please send a picture. Send a picture of the tag. Send something that tells me it's a 10 petite. So she sends a very dark, very fuzzy, can't really read it picture of what I thought was a different pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked her, hey, can you send some clear pictures? I really, instead of you sending this back and going through this, I might just refund you and we don't have to worry about a return.
Sure, that's smart.
And she got very upset with me.
Ooh.
And threatened to leave negative feedback. And, the old normal threats that people do when they're upset.
But wait. Let me make sure I got this clear. You were offering to refund her money without having to take the return back?
Yes.
And she was upset by that?
Yes. Which I thought was odd, but okay, she went in her way.
Okay.
She didn't want to send more pictures is what it was. She didn't want to have to do that.
Right.
So, okay, no problem. If she said, if you pay the shipping, I will return them. I said, no problem. If I made a mistake, I will absolutely pay the shipping. And then she says, okay, well, I need it in my PayPal. And I said, no, that's not how it works. I don't just send money out. And she demanded that I send her money before she would do anything at all. And I just said, hey, look. If you were in my shoes, would you just send someone money and hope for the best? Why don't you just please use the return system? And she, instead of communicating back with me, she left me negative feedback instead and said I refused to work with her, which is, it's a bummer. It happens. And I thought I was being nice. But what is,
I don't like it either.
Yeah.
It sounds like crap. I don't like it either.
Occasionally you're going to run into a crazy person. It happens. What are you going to do?
Yeah, and I thought maybe 50-50 she might be trying to scam me, because I've run into a few scammers before, and I can pretty much point them out.
Yeah.
And she may have been trying, she may not. I may have made a mistake. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't think you made a mistake necessarily, because what was odd is that she didn't want to go through the return process, because...
And it was accepted. I accepted the return.
Oh, wait, she started the return process.
She started it, and I accepted it, and then she refused to do it.
Oh, that's... No. I mean, that's asking too much.
I don't like this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know if that feedback is removable, though. You could try. I mean, there's a record that shows that you agreed to take the return back, and then she has all this hemming and hawing.
This one I might fight for because it's the first one I've gotten. And it's
try it. See what happens.
Yeah.
And let us know, because I'm going to be thinking about you about this one. I don't like it.
Yeah, if you want to send it to me, I'm happy to forward it for you, but you might have better luck calling, but you can always send it to me too. This is one I've got a new rule where, and if you get my auto response, it says this. Look, it says, I can't fight on your behalf for getting a negative feedback removed. I can't, sorry. But I'll make an exception. So send it to me.
You know, if I call and they can't do anything for me, I will certainly do that.
All right, that's a good way to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's her behavior that just is, you did everything you could in this case because she started the return. The lucky thing about this, you only get one defect per transaction. So even if she left you negative feedback and started a return for item not as described, it's not two, it's only one, so...
Yeah, she left. I got all three things.
Yeah, but you can only leave one transaction, only gets one defect. So,
well, that's good. But I'm at 99.9 now, and that's.
Well, think of it this way. I remember there was an old saying when I was an antique dealer. I dealt a lot in Oriental rugs, and a rug dealer once said to me, I was looking at a rug, and he said. I said, there's an imperfection here in the weaving. And he said, yes, that's intentional. The weavers say that only Allah is perfect. And it would be an offense for them to make a perfect rug.
Oh, I'm going to use that.
And I remember looking at him and I saying, do I look like I just got off the boat? But I'll use your story. It's funny.
Do I look like I just got off the falafel truck?
The falafel truck. Anyway, so, well, thanks for your call. Bye, Christy. Let me know how that works out. The segment was brought to you by webinterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
You work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 291.
So your sales are not doing well on eBay. Marcia Collier is the author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She has this tip.
If your sales aren't doing well, when was the last time you refreshed your title? You know, you hurt your sales by just blindly relisting. Now, I hear it all the time. And let's face it, I would think eBay's interested in keeping the customers excited about what's for sale. If you keep clicking relist and you don't update titles, your images, you're not going to rank well in search. You won't find a wider audience than on eBay.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We've got a line with your name on it. It's right in front of me here. I can see it. Just like, what's her name in Romper Room years ago with her mirror. I can see you too. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630. I realize that I'm talking to an age group.
Well, a lot of, and another thing, too, that you probably didn't know, there was more than one Romper Room like
that. Oh, no, they were localized.
Exactly.
Right. So it was like
Miss Linda, Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Or it could be Miss Edie. Edie in Santa Monica, California, known on eBay as Dress to Suit, is here with us. Hey, Edie. Welcome back. What's your question or comment today?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I told you earlier that I was experimenting over the holidays with different things, and I mm-hmm. tried to manage promotions.
Yeah.
And I don't get a very good response from that. And one thing that I specifically tried is, I'm trying to buy two, get one at a certain percentage off, or buy three and get a certain percentage off, and just nobody bites on that. I think one of the problems is when you use managed promotions is it doesn't tell you when you're looking at the listing in search. For example, I'll give you an easy one. If I use Markdown, I use Markdown Manager to mark down clothes, right? And I have mm-hmm. some new things that I list at the retail price and then mark them down 50 or 75% or something like that.
Right.
Because I think that might attract more people. So when that listing shows up on search, the retail price is crossed out and it shows the markdown price.
Right.
And it sorts the price, pays attention to that markdown price.
Mm-hmm.
But when I go to manage promotions and try to do the same thing by saying everything in this category is going to be 50% off, it shows at the regular price. It doesn't show in the listing as the reduced price.
Right. I think the problem with that is there was a lot of discussion about how would that be presented in search in a way that wouldn't screw up search. And it was decided at the time it could change, but no, the actual promotion, except for Markdown Manager, the actual promotions themselves, whatever they are, don't show up in the search results. They show up on the listing page.
Right. So you only see them when the listing is there.
Yeah.
So that's a problem with anything where you've got a promotion, let's say.
Well, what are you selling? What are you selling?
Clothes.
What kind of clothes?
Well, if I buy closeouts or something that are brand new, those are mostly the ones I listed those big discounts.
Oh, good. So it's new clothes and there's more than one. It's a multi-quantity listing.
It could be, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, there's no... The promotions are there, and right now there are no plans that I'm aware of, to actually put something in the search page, the search result page that shows, hey, buy one of these and you get two more. For now, that's just living in the item page itself. They are effective. People are able to use them. It's not a guarantee that they're going to work every time. They don't cost anything. Yeah. I mean, it's not as though there's a fee for using it. So I would keep experimenting with it. One of the things that might get you some traffic in is to use Markdown Manager in conjunction with a promotion like that, since what you've got here, and you could adjust your percentages, so you're giving the discount that you would want to give and not too much of a discount. But that,
I understand that
you could use that appeal to get them in. Well, and they don't
see it until they click on it.
Right, and that's not going to change. So I would work with what we have for right now, and
okay,
maybe
so
use...
they're not going to get rid of Markdown Manager then.
No, because Markdown Manager actually works well with Promotion Manager.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there's no plans. There's no plans to get rid of them. They may streamline them and do some tweaking to them. If they do, I have no idea if that's the case, but no, there's nothing I've seen that indicates we're getting rid of Markdown Manager.
Edie, you doing anything new for the new year with your eBay sales? Like, have you decided to go in a different direction?
Well, I haven't investigated social media yet, but I'm creating, I changed my categories a little bit, and I'm adding some new ones for special holidays like St. Patrick's Days and things like that.
Well, that's good.
That seems to work for Halloween and Christmas for me this year. So I'm doing that, and basically I'm just trying to list more items and looking for deals. I like to find stores that are going out of business and then buy their inventory on the last day.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So there's one that's going out locally, and so I'm going to try to be their last day buyer.
So you mentioned something about not being too sure about social media. We're going to be having a lot of guests on this year talking about social media because it's so important.
Yeah.
And how to use it with your eBay listings.
Yeah, I was so upset at Christmas time with the lack of sales that I was getting, I talked to you, and that is what Griff suggested that I get involved with, social media.
It does help. It helps generate interest. You want to be smart about it, not spend too much time on it because you have a business to run. But it's an effective way of getting. What it is an effective way of not. It's not you promote your listings and suddenly people run to them. There has to be more to it. It has to be some engagement, some excitement, something that says, "Look, I just found this very interesting article of clothing. What do you think its backstory is?" That's the kind of thing that gets buyers interested.
Thank you, Edie.
This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. 888-723-463R. First hour's over, but our second hour's coming up here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.